We're going to talk about what's happened in sport over the week, but we have got on the line now. He is very unassuming, and he doesn't like to talk things up himself. He's on the footy field. You don't really notice too much, you know. But gee, he gets his job done. But he's a hero of the Douglas Shire because he saved a child at the Mossman Gorge. A 12-year-old child was swept down the Mossman Gorge.
Yep.
And he actually jumped into the water, dragged him out before he was plummeting into the undertow to take him under. So he is our local hero here in the Douglas Shire.
Absolute local hero. And of course, we're talking about Daniel Young from the also a Port Douglas Crocs footballer. Are you on the line there, Daniel?
Yeah, hey, boys. How you going?
Good, mate. How have you handled the attention? Because I know I got wind of this story from a mate of yours, a bloke at the footy club. I'm going to dob him, actually. Geordie Chapman told me about this one. And we kind of knew that you wouldn't want to put too much, you know, emphasis on it, being the kind of unassuming person you are. But how have you handled the attention this week? Because it was a fantastic, absolutely great story that I had the privilege of writing.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been too bad, actually. And you did do a really good job of writing the story, so I appreciate that, mate. You didn't talk me up too much, which was perfect. But no, it's been nice. Everyone's been really nice about it. Most people have just said good job and well done, and that's sort of about it, really. So, which is good because I don't really want to talk it up too much. So,
Nice. I'll talk it up for you, Youngie, just for the listeners out. The listeners out there, Youngie was taking a tour group through the rainforest there at the Mossman Gorge. He's noticed a little 12-year-old boy trying to swim back towards the beach. Very strong undercurrent there. It swept him away. He was hoping someone was going to grab the boy, but he was going too fast through the water. So you've made the decision, Youngie, to take off through the rainforest, bush bashing it as you described it. Explain the adrenaline going through and your little plan. It sounds like you did a split-second decision, but you did have a plan.
Yeah, so I wasn't really sure whether to go to start with because obviously I was with my group. So the boy wasn't part of the group. He was just sort of swimming there with his family.
Yeah.
And I was watching about probably 20 or 30 people chase him, but down the river.
Yeah.
And he was just going faster than everyone else. So I didn't really think about it at the time. I just said, oh, I might go help. I said to my guests, so I gave him my phone and wallet.
Yeah.
And I started running through the forest to get ahead of him.
Yeah.
And then he was really good, actually. The little boy managed to keep his head above the water, and I could hear him yelling for help. So I knew when I got in front of him. And then I just sort of walked out into the river and grabbed him and pulled him to the side.
So just like our own local Tarzan, swinging through the vines to get in front of the tree, you know, that sort of stuff.
That's exactly what happened, Dave. I grabbed onto the vine and I swung through the treetop much faster.
Mate. Well, look, we can't thank you enough, but the next night was footy training. And run us through what happened at footy training that night, mate.
Yeah, so the family just came down to say g'day. They got my phone number off some of the guys at Mossman Gorge. They rang up and said, Jacob, the little boy, wanted to say thanks in person. They came down to footy training and the little boy just jumped on me and said, thanks very much, and sort of said to me that he's very thankful he wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me. So sort of made me almost cry a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah.
And the mum said the same thing. So, yeah, they were really, really nice.
No, it would have made it all worthwhile because I know you were telling me, Youngie, that you struggled sleeping that night, but that you would have slept a bit more soundly after that, knowing that. But you did save this kid's life, really. It could have got really ugly there. So, it's a fantastic effort on your behalf.
Look, it also buoys the fact that people have got decisions in life. It's that sliding door. Do I throw my keys and my phone and do I race after, or do I just be a bystander? And luckily enough, you weren't just a bystander, Youngie. So well done, mate. The whole Shire is in awe of you. I think you should be crowned King of the Mossman Show.
Yeah.
King of the Mossman Show.
Not a chance, Dave. Not a chance.
Yeah. We'll get a cape for you, Youngie.
Yeah.
But let's talk a little bit of footy, mate. Port Douglas Crocs. How have you been going this year?
Yeah, not too bad. I missed most of the pre-season. And then I sort of hurt myself a little bit before round one, like a week before round one.
Yeah.
But I had actually planned a holiday. I went to America for almost 8 weeks. So I was away for 2 months. So I missed from like round two up until only 2 weeks ago. I played my first game.
Yeah.
and then I rolled my ankle in that game.
Yeah.
And then I played last week against who was at the line.
Yep.
Played last week against the line. So yeah, didn't play too bad. Managed to get back into the first grade for this weekend game against Manunda.
Yep.
Down in Cairns. So I think there's a few injuries, so I got a bit lucky to get back in there. But I'll try and make the most of it on Saturday.
Yeah, and it's good to have Pete Bury come back into the football club as well.
Oh, 100%. I love anyone that doesn't like playing football with Pete Bury has lost the plot. Well,
he's one of my favourites.
He's the kind of guy that you would love to have in your side. He's a great bloke and he's an awesome player as well.
Yeah.
I'm not really an in and under type of player. I like the ball being fed out to me.
Out on that wing.
I play on the outside and he's the bloke that gives me the ball a lot of the time. So.
Awesome. We're talking to Port Douglas footballer Daniel Young on the Muzz and Double O Sports Show. Youngie, I think it was 2016, you played off in a reserves grand final, double extra time. I believe it was double extra time and you kicked the winner. So the adrenaline would have been pumping that day. How did how was the adrenaline compared to kind of kicking the winner in a grand final, which was, I said to Double O the other day, one of the best games of football I've ever seen?
Yeah, actually, it was probably the best game of footy I've ever been involved in through juniors, reserves, seniors. I've got three senior premierships and two reserves premierships, and that one was by far, like, absolute mile the best game of footy I've been involved in, double overtime. But yeah, it's kind of hard to compare the adrenaline rush between that and the boy at Mossman Gorge. It was sort of, you know, the footy game was like something that had been going on for a couple of hours and it was on the line, whereas the other one was sort of a split-second thing, and the adrenaline, I don't know, I think I had more adrenaline last week at the Gorge, but more excitement during the footy game.
So how was the boy after you dragged him out of the water? And I've heard conflicting stories that one story was it was really deep and the other one was that it was just ankle deep and you tiptoed in there.
I actually didn't have to pull him out. He saved himself. By the time I got to him, he'd managed to almost scramble to his feet and it was about waist deep. It wasn't super deep.
Yeah, but how was the boy after you dragged him out? Was he composed or did you have to compose him? Was he hysterical? How was he?
Yeah, he was pretty shaken up. I think he was in shock. So, yeah, I sort of calmed him down a little bit. The first thing I said to him was, you've made me get my shoes wet. These are my brand new shoes. and he started laughing and then the boy just started crying. And I said, it's all right, mate. It's all good. You're out of the river. Yeah. Only distress. And then I just talked to him where he was from and asked him if he played any video games. He played Minecraft and told me his username and how many wins he's got. So yeah, I was just trying to keep his mind off of it as we were walking through the forest.
That is just fantastic. And Youngie, it's a great story. I hope you're going to be able to tell this story to all of your children, your children's children, and anyone that you meet, because this isn't something that you should just shy away with. You should be proud to be able to tell this story, and it's something that it's going to live on in this shire for years and years to come, mate.
I appreciate that, fellas. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Youngie. Fantastic to talk to you. Thanks for coming on the show. We were speaking to Daniel Young from the Port Douglas Footy Club, but local hero.